Sermon 8. Behold, now is the acceptable time to receive grace. It is the day of salvation. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 18. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. We give no offense in anything, that our ministry may not be blamed, but in all things we commend ourselves as ministers of God, in much patience, in tribulations, in needs, in distresses, in stripes, in imprisonments, in tumults, in labors, in sleeplessness, in fastings, by purity, by knowledge, by long-suffering, by kindness, by the Holy Spirit, by sincere love, by the word of truth, by the power of God, by the armor of righteousness on the right hand and on the left, by honor and dishonor, by evil report and good report, as deceivers and yet true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as chastened and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing and yet possessing all things. O Corinthians, we have spoken openly to you, our heart is wide open. You are not restricted by us, but you are restricted by your own affections. Now in return for the same I speak as to children, you also be open. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with lawlessness? And what communion has light with darkness? And what accord has Christ with Belial? Or what part has a believer with an unbeliever? And what agreement has the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, "I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people." Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. The promise of Isaiah, the time of grace and the day of salvation. Today, let us examine the word of 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 2. We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." Apostle Paul exhorts not to be yoked together with unbelievers, but to come out separately to serve the Lord and work separately. He is saying that if you do so, God will become your Father and make you his people to protect and bless you. The word of chapter 6, verse 1, is a quotation of Isaiah chapter 49, verse 8. Thus says the Lord, "In an acceptable time I have heard you, and in the day of salvation I have helped you. I will preserve you and give you as a covenant to the people, to restore the earth, to cause them to inherit the desolate heritages." Apostle Paul quoted this word, that he helped you in the time of grace and in the day of salvation, and declared, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. The message Apostle Paul conveys is this. It is the word that now is the time God is bestowing the grace of salvation. So if you believe at this time, you can receive grace and obtain salvation. It is the word that there is a time for everything. So do not miss that time, but receive the grace given by God and be saved from sin. It is the word that God has compassion on mankind and on the people of Israel, and intends to bestow salvation, and intends to turn them back from their captive state and grant the nation of Israel again. It is the word to open our hearts and be ready to hear the word, so as not to miss that time, but to accept God's word. Receive salvation according to the believing faith, and live in the blessings given by God. The historical background of this word quoted by Apostle Paul is that, when God brought the people of Israel back from the Babylonian captivity and bestowed grace, those who returned to the nation of Israel enjoyed the grace of salvation. Salvation is the gift of God's grace. If one does not accept the grace of salvation given by the Lord, who suffers the loss? Apostle Paul quotes the word of Isaiah and declares, "Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation." 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. It means that now is the acceptable time to receive God's gift of salvation. It is the word to receive salvation by believing in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit at this time. When God the Father made Jesus our Savior, by having him be baptized by John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, receive the judgment of sin on the cross, shed his precious blood, and resurrect from death. However, it is the word that when the era of grace to be saved passes and the time of tribulation comes, at that time you must lay down your life, fight against the Antichrist and his subordinates, and be saved by believing in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. This present era is the era of the black horse, and therefore it is an era in which one can receive complete salvation if one has in the heart the faith that believes in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. However, it means that when the era of tribulation comes, it will become an era where one must lay down one's own life to be able to believe the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. It is the word that when the coming era of tribulation strikes, everyone must either receive salvation through the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and become a martyr by laying down their own life, or become a servant of Satan the devil, and become one who receives the eternal judgment of sin. It is the word that there are only two paths before God. It is the word that right now is when you can be saved from all sins, through the faith that believes the gospel word of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord. To speak more accurately, it means that Jesus Christ was baptized by John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, received the judgment of sin on the cross, bled and died, and resurrected, thereby giving the gift of salvation to those who believe this gospel word now. Now, when the Old Testament era has ended and the New Testament era has arrived, is indeed the time when you can receive salvation through the faith that believes in Jesus Christ as the Savior, who was baptized by John to have the sins of the world transferred to him, bled and died on the cross, and resurrected. You and I must never miss this precious opportunity for salvation. If you miss this opportunity now, you will surely regret it. It means that you must become one who believes that God took pity on those who became sinners, and that Jesus was baptized by John to have the sins of the world transferred onto Jesus' body, hung on the cross for the judgment of sin to shed his precious blood, which is the wage of sin, and resurrected from death to give true salvation. What is the power of the gospel of the water and the Spirit encountered in the Word of God? Now we are preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world through literature. Therefore, it is an era when people can be saved from their sins. Now you must not miss this opportunity to be saved by believing in the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. I am not one who preaches this gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world, because I am great. Before discovering the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, I was one who tried to be saved by believing only in the cross of Jesus. I was one who tried to live without a single spot of shame toward heaven. However, I was one who lived as a sinner for a while, because I did not know the Lord who took the transfer of the sins of the world through the baptism he received from John, went to the cross, was crucified, shed his blood, and resurrected from death. In the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, there was the word, "Come now, and let us reason together," says the Lord. "Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Thinking that there must surely be a word in the New Testament where this word of promise was fulfilled, I searched and searched, and I prayed to God. "Did you not promise to eliminate the scarlet-like red sins to be as white as snow, and that at once? Yet sin still remains in my heart, Lord. Have pity on me and meet me." I prayed earnestly and prayed again. Then one day, without anyone teaching me, while reading the word of the New Testament, Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, there was an enlightenment in my heart. Like a fluorescent light turning on, enlightenment came to my heart. From the word of God that I usually just read and passed over, the realization came. Ah, Jesus was baptized by John and took the transfer of the sins of the world. At that moment, all my thoughts stopped. In my heart, it was as if a small stone had fallen into a lake and caused a ripple. Jesus took the transfer of my sins onto the Lord's body through the baptism given by John. Then, if my sins passed over to Jesus' body, it is right that I have no sin. Jesus truly took the transfer of my sins at once through the baptism received from John, went to the cross, shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death to become my eternal Savior now. I came to realize this. The word that Jesus came to save his people from their sins was fulfilled within my heart. The Virgin Mary living in Bethlehem also, after hearing the word delivered by the angel, was bewildered, saying, "I do not know a man. So how can such a thing happen to me?" But upon hearing the news that your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a child, she obeyed, saying, "I am the Lord's handmaid. Let it be done according to the word." She came to make the confession of faith, "If God wishes to do so, let it be done according to that word." And according to the word saying to call the name of the one to be born Jesus, for he is the one who will save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ became the one born as the Savior in this world by borrowing Mary's body. He is our Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus was born from Mary's body, and when he turned 30 years old, he went to John the Baptist, who was baptizing at the Jordan River, and commanded him to bestow baptism on his body. At that time, John the Baptist tried to dissuade him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" Then Jesus said, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Matthew chapter 3, verses 14 through 15. The word here about fulfilling all righteousness meant the work of Jesus bearing the sins of all sinners at once by being baptized by John. Jesus was the one who could take the transfer of the sins of the world onto his body at once by being baptized by John the Baptist, and he is the one who went to the cross, was crucified, shed blood, and resurrected from death to become the eternal Savior of those who believe in Jesus. through the word of Jesus being baptized by John in Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17, the word of God prophesied in the Old Testament was fulfilled. When Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist and came up from the water, God the Father spoke, saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." Matthew chapter 3, verse 17. I came to discover the truth that because Jesus was baptized by John, he bore not only my sins, but all the sins of all the people of the world at once. Ah, so this word meant this. The word baptism has meanings such as to wash, to transfer, to bury. It means that by Jesus receiving baptism from John, he took the transfer of the sins of the world onto Jesus' body, was crucified on the cross, shed blood, and resurrected from death to become the Savior of those who believe now. This gospel word of truth was the word of truth of eternal salvation. To confirm this word, I looked up the Greek original text. Looking at the Greek original for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness, it was houtos dikaiosine. To make sure I had not misunderstood, I searched for and compared all the related words in the Old and New Testaments. At that moment, peace began to come upon my heart, spreading gentle ripples as if a small pebble had fallen into a calm lake. In circles, it spread wider and wider until it finally filled my entire heart. My sins have been eliminated. Jesus took the transfer of my sins through the baptism he received from John and took them to Jesus' body. I have now become a saved person without a single sin. Not only me, but Jesus bore all the sins of all people who believe in Jesus at once through baptism. And then I made a resolution in my heart, thinking that woe would be unto me if I did not preach this good news of the gospel to people. I prayed, "Lord, I will preach the gospel that you were baptized by John to take the transfer of the sins of the world, went to the cross, shed your precious blood, and resurrected from death to give salvation to those who believe." My heart was filled with the joy of being delivered from sin, and at the same time, I became one who could not endure without preaching this gospel word of salvation. That day, I resolved to preach this word, that Jesus took the transfer of the sins of the world through the baptism received from John and went to the cross, to those who had told me until now to believe only in the cross. The reason Jesus hung on the cross was because the ministry of the baptism received from John the Baptist came first, so he took the transfer of the sins of the whole world at once, was crucified on the cross to shed his precious blood, and resurrected from death to become our Savior now. I became one who knows the truth of this gospel, and as one saved by faith, I realized that I have a responsibility, that I must properly preach the truth of this gospel. The moment the enlightenment of this gospel word came upon me, I could not move for about 30 minutes. I was alive, but it was a tranquil silence as if time had stopped. In that way, I came to meet the Savior Jesus Christ through the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. After meeting the Lord, I immediately began to preach this gospel to people. Having received the Holy Spirit as a gift in my heart, I could not sit still. Before I was saved from my sins, I used to avoid strangers, but after being born again, whether it was a man or a woman, an elder, a soldier, or a police officer, whenever I saw a person in front of me, I went to their side and began to preach the gospel word of God. From that time on, those who heard the gospel word of the water and the Spirit from me began to realize the word of the truth of salvation. You have become a family of faith to me. It means that as a servant of Jesus Christ, I have become one who preaches the gospel word of the water and the Spirit to this world. called by God, I preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. The Apostle Paul also speaks this word. He says, I did not learn it from man, nor did it come from man. I, Paul, who became an apostle, learned from God, met God, and preached this gospel given by God. I am not one who became so by man, but one who became so by God. It is the same for me. It is not that I became a preacher by learning the gospel of the water and the Spirit from someone on this earth, but that God taught me this gospel word of the water and the Spirit and made me believe it, so that I came to preach it to the whole world. This was God's work that happened in the 21st century. If I had become so by learning from someone, I would have lived in the same way as that person. I am not one who believed by learning the gospel of the water and the Spirit from someone. Because the Lord made me realize the truth of the gospel word of the water and the Spirit, and made me believe it in my heart. Through the words He spoke in the Bible, I became able to testify to this word by faith. Preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit by faith. Because the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is recorded in the words of the Old and New Testament Bible, it is God's will to propagate it to the whole world with believing faith. Preaching a gospel of the water and the Spirit that is not recorded in the Bible is lawlessness. I do not do the work of passing on the words of men. However, I desire to preach the gospel word of the water and the Spirit accurately by faith. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. John chapter 8, verse 32. We want to preach the word of truth to the whole world through literature, and by believing together with you, we want to receive salvation from all sins. The message of the cross is the truth that Jesus received baptism from John and had the sins of the world transferred onto his body, thereby receiving the judgment of our sins on our behalf on the cross. That is, the word that implicitly conveys the process of washing away the sins of mankind with the gospel word of the water and the Spirit is exactly the message of the cross. Therefore, the word, the message of the cross, means that it is the way to reach the kingdom of heaven by believing in this way of truth. That is because Jesus received baptism from John, had the sins of the world transferred to him, hung on the cross, shed his blood, and resurrected from death to become our Savior. Before Jesus was crucified and died, he received baptism from John the Baptist at the Jordan River and had the sins of the world transferred to him. Because Jesus bore those sins, he was able to hang on the cross and die. Jesus was the Son of God, but the reason he was able to hang on the cross was because before this happened, he himself received the baptism given by John and was able to have the sins of the world passed onto his body once and for all. It is finished. Because Jesus received baptism from John by dying on the cross and resurrecting, he is now our Savior, and even now the Lord is alive. The fact that the eternally living Lord became our Savior is the gospel of the water and the Spirit. We have received salvation from all our sins by the faith that believes in the work of salvation that Jesus performed when he came to this earth. While preaching the gospel of the water and the Spirit given by the Lord, I have sometimes been hated. However, because it is something received in order to preach the truth of salvation, I do not take it to heart. I am preaching the gospel of the truth of salvation recorded in the Bible words, that is, the gospel word of the water and the Spirit. Because I preach the gospel together with you, people are receiving salvation. Because we purely preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit, people were able to receive the removal of sins in their hearts and receive the Holy Spirit as a gift. No matter what anyone says, we must become those who preach the gospel of the water and the Spirit to the whole world. I conclude the message.